B-Pod Studios.
It's our daily wrap party where we're kind of going to go in a little bit deeper into some of the things that came up on the show today and behind the scenes too.
I imagine most of our focus is going to be on the spray tan sports trivia. But there was one other thing that popped up late in the show that Loren brought up that we're going to talk about too. But let's start with the spray tan sports trivia. How is your arm doing, Loren, after you lost spray tan sports trivia today?
It's stripey.
Mine actually blended in nicely.
Yeah, well, wait until you leave it overnight. But Roy and intern Josh know pretty much nothing about sports. So we decided that Josh would play for Manny and Roy would play for me, and we would participate in spray tan sports trivia.
Now, I lost and Josh won, and I think it's a load of crap. I think that he was lying about his knowledge of sports.
Kind of do too.
He made it seem like he was a pure idiot when it came to anything sports related. Like, I bet he didn't even know what the NFL was before today. Meanwhile, this guy knows LeBron James.
Yeah.
Who knows LeBron James? See.
But the way the question was asked, if you didn't know anything about sports, like, my mom wouldn't have known that answer.
He said he was taking a shot in the dark. The question was...
In the dark with hundreds of NBA players?
This three-time NBA... No, never mind. That wasn't the right one.
It was the one where Florida...
Will Greer.
It was Will Greer. Yeah, he asked it.
Of the Carolina Panthers. He said, who won an NBA championship in Miami and Cleveland and now plays for the Lakers?
How would he know that he was in Miami and Cleveland? You hate our show. We have the producer that hates our show.
Are we boring you?
No. Oh.
What was that?
I was opening my phone and something was up.
What say you? You're the outsider here. Do you think that he sandbagged it? Do you think he knew more than he let on to?
No, but I think if he, because he said he took some beginner quizzes, and I think that if knowing the buzzwords, even if you don't know the Lakers or Cleveland or whatever, what basketball player, if it's not Steph Curry, who do you know? LeBron James. Kobe Bryant's not playing anymore.
Oh, he's not?
Shaq, no.
Anyways.
No.
When you think of an NBA player that's a three-time, now still playing, I mean, LeBron James is someone that everybody knows.
I guess, but I don't know, maybe it's because I'm from Miami, but and I wouldn't have said this because I know, but maybe if I heard Miami, I might think Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's he's not in Hollywood headlines the way LeBron is.
No.
Here's what I think.
Not,
I think he's an intern and he wanted to get on the radio and he had this whole mocked story on how he knows nothing about sports.
To me, it just sounds like you're a sore loser.
And you didn't even...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, of course I am a sore loser. I will agree with you on that.
This is coming from the girl who dumped ice down my back when she lost to me. Melting the ice cube.
Nobody loses good on this show, the four of us. We don't lose well. Now, I will say that the way this whole thing originated was a behind-the-scenes, off-air thing that then we took on the air, and then we grew it and made it into this bigger contest.
He said something stupid off the air that made it seem like he didn't know anything about sports, but I think it was all... What is going on over there?
What do you keep doing?
Is that your ringtone?
No.
First
off, it's the new Chris Brown, Justin Bieber.
Know that, because I know that's hitting home for you. You love the lyrics and it speaks to you.
Yeah.
Why are you opening it?
I'm not. I was going to post it on my Instagram story and I forgot to exit out of it. So now every time I try to open up Instagram,
So we're boring you and you're opening up Instagram in the middle of a show.
No, I was actually going to look at the picture. Thank you very much.
We do have pictures up, by the way, at the MRL show of the tan lines that are on Loren's arm and my arm, too. If Roy got a question wrong, a tan line went on Loren, and if Josh got a question wrong, a tan line went on me. But the way that it originated and the way that it came out organically, I think you're right, Roy. I think the NHL had just ended their playoffs, and I said to him, do you watch sports at all? And he said, no. I said, can you tell me the trophy that the NHL plays for? And he said, no. And that was off the air. So then we go, ooh.
Right.
That sounds like Roy.
Yeah.
He wasn't making it up then, unless you think he was.
I don't know.
And he'll be in on Thursday morning, right?
Yeah.
We'll bring this up to him, and we'll let him defend himself.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow he knew less than what he knew today. Before
he studied.
I don't buy that.
He doesn't have four jobs like you. He doesn't have a real estate job plus a Harvard education school that he has to work on.
Well, you're right. You know, maybe that's it. I'm just busy.
The Charlotte Knights are the AAA affiliate of what Major League Baseball team?
The Charlotte Knights are a AAA affiliate of what baseball team? That would be the Red Sox.
The Sox is right.
Yeah.
The White Sox.
White Sox. Yeah, Chicago White Sox.
I knew it was the Sox.
But see, he wouldn't have, there's no way he would have known that.
Josh wouldn't have known that.
No.
But yet somehow he won, so I don't know.
We didn't ask that question. We did ask him what color the ball is in tennis. And he goes, he didn't just say yellow, which would have been my definitive answer. He said neon yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I'll give it to him. So, okay. That was part one of the show. And then obviously part two popped up later in the show. And if you missed any of it, you can always stream our daily podcast. It's commercial and music free. It's an hour and 20 minutes of just the MRL show talking. Loren, you told us what?
Yeah, I'm on this group text with a bunch of people I'm going away with for 4th of July, and it's like this big family reunion that we go to. There's like 30 people. Well, somebody brought up an idea that it would be fun if we did a gift exchange, which is hilarious to me because it's 4th of July we're going away for.
There's no presents on 4th of July.
I know.
It's just cookout.
So they brought up that it would be fun to do a white elephant party, but call it the White Lincoln Party.
Four scores and 7 years ago. Lincoln has nothing to do with 4th of July, though.
Yeah.
That's George Washington, who was the first president and around during the Independence Day.
Right.
I don't know, buddy. I'm just reading the group text, and I'm as baffled as you are.
Yeah, what does Lincoln have to do with it?
Roy, it sounds to me like the family just likes getting gifts and likes giving gifts.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know. It's so interesting to me because why can't we just go to the lake and sit on the dock and drink our mimosas or Bloody Marys and just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Chill, like, why does there have to be a hate games at parties?
Yeah. Lincoln was like 100 years after the Declaration of Independence. Like, he's nowhere near
it. Your family doesn't know what the 4th of July is, I don't think.
Well, somebody brought up the fact that maybe they were doing a play on Christmas in July, which I guess then it kind of makes sense, but I think they just want gifts.
Is there a limit?
Yeah, it's like a $10 limit, and they wanted to all be like American themed
gifts. That just seems like a waste of time,
right? So now I have to go out, find a $10 gift that has an American theme to it.
Harris Teeter has a great section right when you walk
I believe
in.
All the right. gifts are going to be like the yeah. seasonal at grocery
yeah, you're
store.
And then what are you going to, you're just going to throw it out.
I know, and that's the thing. I'm like, junk. It just gives
just
me
have
one
a garbage
more
can
thing
in the
to
middle.
Do. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of moving. I'm like trying to purge my whole house already.
I have an idea.
I have a kid. Like, we have to drag a million things to the lake.
Nope, I have the best idea. Make red, white, and blue jello shots.
And don't participate in the gift
Ooh,
exchange?
That's,
or that's
just
my
say,
gift.
Hey, this is why you guys do the gift. I didn't have a chance to go shopping, but I made these.
Yeah.
I mean, can I sit this out, or do I look like...
Not if you do the jello shots.
Jello
She's right.
Shots.
And you know what? This way you can hang with cash because, like, while they're doing the gift exchange thing, it's another thing you have to do is keep an eye on cash, make sure he doesn't run around and go to the lake. He's not going to sit there. He doesn't care what Auntie Steph opens.
I know. And they want to do a kid's gift exchange, too. So then that's another $10 I have to do. I'm like, it's fine. Like, $20, like, okay, whatever. It's just one more step in my life that I have to go and do while I have 19 million things going on.
Is Elena going with you?
Yes.
Your au pair?
Yes.
Does she understand
No.
Okay, maybe she can explain. You're a pair from Italy can explain to your family that 4th of July has nothing to do with Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, and presents.
I did a little research.
Let her do it.
You make a confuse.
I guess.
Like, let her do the gift exchange.
She brings the Italian flag.
Nah.
Wrong flag.
Yes. Why you celebrate Independence Day on July 4th?
I like how she sounds like Luigi.
Nah, she has to. When is the Italian Independence Day, I wonder? Hey, Siri, when is Italian Independence Day?
Independence Day is on Thursday, July 4th, 2019.
Wow, they celebrate the same Independence Day as we do.
I don't believe that's correct. I don't think she got you.
Theirs is,
let's look up.
Saturday, April 25th.
That's my birthday.
Well, it's Liberation Day in Italy.
Sweet. We should have double celebrated.
Well, they were liberated.
I'll always remember that the Italian Liberation Day is on my birthday.
There you go.
Something special there. Now, my Siri's Australian, so watch when I ask Siri when Father's Day is. Hey, Siri, when's Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday, June 21st, 2020.
She usually tells me September.
And now she works.
Hey, Siri, you're a bitch.
Because she got it right this time.
Yeah. Hey, Siri, when's Christmas?
Christmas Day is
all of a sudden she's American now.
All of a sudden she's American.
She used to give me Australian dates.
She used to give you weird stuff.
You knew that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've heard it.
All right.
Well, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, keep us updated on that. And interestingly enough, if you're listening to this podcast on Wednesday, June 26th, the day of the Spray Tan Sports Trivia Show, make sure you're listening Thursday morning at 7 a.m. because Roy's going to bring it up that he thinks that something might smell fishy.
Okay.
All right.
Other thing, if you are listening to this, can you let us know? Genuinely, we want to know if there's any MRL After Show fans. Let us know at the MRL Show on Instagram.
It is the MRL Rap Party Podcast. Tell your friends about it and other people who listen to the MRL show. Give you a little something to listen to in traffic.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.